A new working group has convened to address the growing homeless population in northern Berkshire County. A much-needed shelter is reopening after a fire last year. In June 2016, the Lewison House in Adams was forced to close after a fire caused $360,000 of damage. Executive Director Kathy Keyser says it's the only homeless shelter in northern Berkshire County serving men, women, and families. The Turner House Veterans Shelter closed down last year.
We have to serve everybody in one building. It's considered transitional housing.
With concern about homelessness growing, the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition recently hosted a housing forum. Out of that emerged a working group to connect residents and other community groups with support services, led by Krista Collier, Executive Director of the Berkshire United Way.
There is a need, and they're often posed with, they don't know what to do specifically, besides reaching out to Kathy and saying, help. And we know that one agency can't bear the burden alone.
The working group shares information with support groups and Central Berkshire agencies to connect residents with countywide services. The Northern Berkshire Community Coalition is looking at creating additional working groups to focus on outdoor recreational infrastructure, healthcare, food security, and education, among other topics. Meanwhile, at the Lewison House, all damages were covered by insurance and donations since the fire reached roughly $100,000. But Executive Director Keyser says it wasn't enough. That is, until the State Department of Housing and Community Development kicked in $867,000 in August.
What it will do is actually rebuild our shelter. The building was old, and there were things not done up to it, and it's definitely behind code. They started building it in 1989, and the codes were different, and things we kind of got by on. So, and look at the old boiler heat system.
The state aid, as part of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund and Housing Innovations Fund programs, is in the form of an interest-free loan. Keyser says the shelter the nonprofit provides is part of an affordable housing model.
But essentially, if you work with the state on that and you keep in the affordable housing range and are very careful of serving the population you said that's lower income and is, in our case, homeless, then they work with you on it. It's not the same as a mortgage for a house that you pay each month.
After the fire, the nonprofit quickly acquired the flood house facility in North Adams from the North Adams Housing Authority for just $1. In North Adams, the organization has helped more than 80 people find transitional housing. Keyser says there are probably hundreds going underserved.
We do not have enough. So very clearly we need more in North Berkshire.
State funds will be used to upgrade the flood house too.
So our 22-bed shelter will be redone. In the building will also be on the third floor a two-bedroom apartment, and on the first floor a handicapped apartment, along with handicap accessibility for residents, you know, all those updates. And then at our building in North Adams, we'll have two-bedroom apartments and one-bedroom apartment.
The Lewison House in Adams is scheduled to reopen sometime this fall. Reporting from WIMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.